Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
We are back, people. We are here.
Back in action.
Back in action. Another edition here of The Last Drop. Mm. Cavallon versus Omar, part one.
Heavyweights.
Oh, getting into that foreign side of things here, you know, because we're internationally known now.
That's right.
Cody has a jacket on that says internationally known.
On the microphone.
I think a good man of the name of Diddy once said that, probably. Yes,
I think it was.
That motherfucker's rich.
He is rich.
Yeah, him and them dolphin teeth of his.
I always go back to that meme.
Yeah.
And a dollar bill.
I always go back to that meme of him in that gold pajama pants.
Just yeah.
And just chilling. The wind is blowing him. He's looking like he think he's the sexiest man ever. Yeah. Shit. He's like the black Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, dude. Shit. I guess in a way, yeah.
He's full of himself, and he's like, I mean, you fuck J-Lo, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess
you probably would put, right you on, to be, yeah. Yeah, put you on a pedestal. Did you fuck J-Lo?
I have not.
I have not neither, sir. So, yeah, I guess Diddy. I mean, imagine if he just went broke, at least you could be like, he still fucked J-Lo, though. I mean, God knows how many other women, too, he didn't probably hooked up with, too, so... Blessings to that man, the king of New York, as New York likes to look at it. That motherfucker's face is all over New York. When you go down there, like, shit, you see, like, posters and shit on billboards. Like, you know, you guys like all them theaters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's doing all kinds of stuff there. But people, we're back here, Last Drop, like I said, Whiskey Week, Cavallon versus Omar, going foreign. This is the Battle of the Taiwans.
Yes.
Taiwanese.
Clash of the Titans right here.
Clash of the Titans. And I call it part one because I was telling Cody, shit, we're gonna come back to this.
Yeah, don't stop.
Keep pouring. And keep listening.
That's right.
keep listening. So, yeah, we might come back. Because right now, we're going to do the OG bottles. Woo! This is one of the first Cavallon bottles to ever drop out.
Okay.
This was the... Well, not legally, but this is the first one. When I bought it, it wasn't legal.
I see.
Yeah. What'd that back say, Cody?
What the fuck that said? I have no idea.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I got a story about that. Don't worry. Let's just say I probably wouldn't have made it back to the States. With that one right there. I think it's fine now, though. Yeah, I think it is fine. I might have seen it in the store, too, here. But, yeah, so I got a story about this one. Much more interesting.
Okay,
but I am JB, your whiskey guy here.
I'm Cody, the beer guy.
And we're back after completing our first full month.
That's right.
It was a bonus week in that month, too. There's
right.
3 months out of the whole year that has that extra week where people was thinking, like, oh, man, it ain't gonna, I got to go a week without hearing my last drop, man. I'm thirsty. I said,
well, don't fret.
Yeah, don't fret about that or whatever. I got an idea for that, especially when we do our Patreon. And that'll give you a reason to be like, man, once you hear them 3 free shows, you'll be like, I need to pay for that,
that's
man.
Right.
I want to hear about that, the first sip. I want to hear the first sip they take, you know. They go that piece of shit Boondocks right there behind you. it's not bad, actually. No, it's bad. It tastes like corn.
Is that a drain pour right there?
It's definitely an everyday. Look, trust me. Some people will walk through that door and I'd be like, oh, y'all thirsty? Hey, I got something good for
Boondocks.
You. Yeah, Boondocks right here. Here you go. Yeah.
It'd be fucking placebo effect. Global as fuck. That shit good, man. Boondocks.
Yeah, it is good, huh? How come you ain't having none? I'm good. I'm really good, actually. It smells like burnt leather.
Whoa. All right.
It has no smell to it at all, but corn and burnt leather.
Corn? That sounds like a fucking American adjunct lager.
That's a 90 proof. Look how light that
shit
is.
That's like piss.
Yeah, I think I did piss in there. It's fucking... By the way, we've both been doing some traveling and shit like that around and stuff.
Don't stop.
Yeah, because Cody's on his movie tour press right now and stuff. People, if you're in LA County... Shit, Orange County, that matter. Watch the fuck out. Some asshole is spreading measles around this motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I've been kind of following it closely. He started off at LAX. I'm terrified. I'm always at this fucking airport. I'm terrified as fuck or whatever and shit. And now, at least with Long... Because I got Long Beach local news, so they fill me in or whatever and stuff. The motherfucker made his way to Long Beach. I don't know what he's doing. Just traveling to the airport. Being the ultimate dick, he guess he can be. He's like, fuck it. If I gotta live with this shit... everybody will, whatever. And plus, you know, parents today, they're bitch made. They don't vaccinate their fucking kids and shit like that. So they just, mommy, I got these meals on my eyes. Or they look like they've been drinking with us and shit like that. So, if you're in the LA County area, I heard there was one city in Orange County too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look that shit up and find out what areas. And I looked it up yesterday. Shit terrified me. I was just like, oh, thank God I ain't been in these places in Long Beach lately. Oh, it terrified the shit of me because I was like, I don't want that shit. It was a liquor store on the other side of Long Beach that apparently, because they got time frames and dates when this motherfucker been there.
Damn.
Yeah, I was looking at this list going like, holy shit. Fuck. Yeah, he was at that AMC by the marina over there. Okay. Yeah, don't go there.
Fuck that.
Yeah, don't go there, apparently.
Biohazard.
He was there on the 24th or some shit like that or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, I forgot the date. There's a liquor store that I won't be going to no more. I won't be going there no more.
Fucking measles.
Yeah. I mean, I've been vaccinated previously. I ain't recently. I don't know about now, but shit. Hell no. I avoid that shit like a motherfucker. That'd kill you as an adult. Damn. So, yeah. I don't want to die that way. I want to die, you know, not an old man. I can tell you that right now. Because old people piss me off sometimes. So, not gonna lie. Shit, especially, I'm black. I can't be no black old man.
Yeah.
I hate black old men. I got to tell you straight, like, they annoy the fuck out of me. Like, without a single bread passion, too. Like, they annoy the piss out of me. They always talking some shit. And this is what irritates the fuck out of me, too. They always talking some shit, like, they'll hit you. This youngster don't know nothing about that. Let me show. Nigga, you out of touch. Come on. How you gonna tell me?
Well, what you know about that right there?
What you know about that? This motherfucker, first of all, this old cat, this motherfucker like 59, trying to tell me.
Hey, young blood.
Young blood, let me teach you how to be a player. I said, Negro, your wife teaching you how to be one. Did you call her yet, by the way? Because you know she going to cuss you out if you ain't called her. Man, I already did that. Yeah, so you can't teach me shit. Get your old black ass back there. Shit. I had these two old black ass trying to tell me. It's like, young blood, let me show you what it's like to be like. Let me show you. You don't know nothing about that.
A source of infinite knowledge in their fucking heads.
Like they know every goddamn thing. So I just had to end it with this line or whatever. I looked at both of them and just said, I make more money than both of y'all put together. You can't teach me shit. So, y'all 50, don't even have a house yet. Y'all carry on, gentlemen. Damn. So, teach each other some shit.
Mic drop.
Yes. They don't like that shit. Well, one of them, too, he always try to talk about how strong he is, but he just like, yo, so let me show you how to lift these weights or whatever stuff. And he's just like, so I had to hit him on the stomach. I said, that gut is telling me otherwise, whatever and shit, you know. I was like, you sure looking like Fat Man these days, whatever and stuff. And dude, he's like, hey, man. He's like, we trying to teach you some knowledge. You just going to just shit on him? I was like, y'all can't teach me shit, okay? Y'all, the only thing you can teach me is where the fucking nearest burger stand is, okay?
Like Fat Thor and shit.
Oh, he looked worse. Because, you know, he's got like, it's all built and shit like this, but he's got that stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see dudes like this. Oh, everything's built. But that beer good. That shit just like not cooperating.
You could tell he was offended by that shit too. He was just like, man, I had a medical thing or whatever stuff. I was just like, yeah, I had a medical thing too. It's called getting my ass in the gym and working out. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Bye, Fat Thor. teach that bitch. Let me tell you about the real life out there, whatever shit. One of them fools, this motherfucker, you talking about. He's one of those bandwagon Nipsey Hussle people and shit. I'm gonna go hang out with my homie Nipsey Hussle now. Whatever I'm saying, nigga, shut up. You know how fucking ridiculous you look right now, nigga. We in Century City right now. Who the fuck you gonna go hang out with in Century City? like Nipsey Hussle, Negro, please.
Wow.
He gonna teach me though, Cody.
What is he doing? Why? Why he set himself up like that? Come on, you gotta do better, man.
Old black man. That's what they do. You know, I come across a lot of old, different race people and shit. Old black men, I always think they can teach me some shit.
Just promise me, Jermaine, if we make it, try to break the mold.
Oh, my God. That's all I ask. We gotta slap each other.
If we get there. Break the fucking mold.
Well, it goes into that whole thing, too. It's just like, man, you youngsters can't hang with us drinking. Oh, God. One of them was the one. Man, I had a mess. Shit. I pulled out that Hennessy White last night. Shit. I was like, that shit's white now? I was like, damn, they just finding more ways to sugarcoat this shit, isn't they? I like, the regular one already tastes like sugar. They putting more sugar in this shit now there. I said, that's why you Negroes be getting diabetes and shit like that. Like, that's where the gut comes from. After I hit him on that stomach, I said, that's probably where that came from, huh? That Henny gut. Yeah, man. He's like, look at this youngster talking. He can't hang with me or whatever. Shit, I've been drinking since fucking 30 years now. So I was like, what the fuck that mean? what does that mean? And? Like, you can be drinking for 1 year and be better than a dude that's been drinking for 30. We're like, what does that mean? Dude. My one bottle here costs more than your whole fucking outfit. Go. Stop shopping at the Gap, bitch. Google shit on. Yeah, shit. You and your Amazon shit from China. Come on. Tell me about whiskey. Yeah. Bitch. So yeah, I don't like old black people. Mainly the men. The men is always trying to tell you some shit, whatever. And then the main ones are just shut the fuck up, please.
Let me tell you a story.
See, we can't be like that over there, man. We've experienced that a couple of times or whatever. Oh, man, these cats can't hang. We pull out that Hennessy, baby. That Hennessy. The only time Hennessy been relevant in my mind or whatever is in that episode of The Boondocks when when Gangstalicious told him himself. He made that bit, Gangstalicious. My rhyme's so vicious. Eat MCs all day. Mmm, delicious. I hit him with the Hennessy. And the cops came and drug his ass off. That's why you bought me that fucking bottle right there. I was like, that doesn't taste nowhere near as good as that show was. So it does not taste good at all. Which I never seen the last season that she told me.
Oh, yeah.
Told me it was bad. Just, so
just forget about that one.
I never watched it.
Cause that one just doesn't exist, actually. There was no season four.
I take Cody's word for it, people. I mean, because the animation was so good in the third one. Whatever. Yeah. It was like, looked great and it was fantastic.
It
and
was.
You told me that fourth one was shit. Whew. Rightfully so, though. Mm. But people, I got a couple of things we're going to talk about here. First of all, we want to tell people to listen to us over at Spotify.
That's right.
Apple Podcasts has just been
booming. Business is booming.
It's just booming or whatever. It's just remember, it was like a back and forth for like the first 2 weeks and so, which is funny because the mix and match week, it's just been killing it. Now the lowest listened to this week or whatever. Interesting. Yeah, like I think it goes that episode, then the is it the beer or the
first whiskey
Four episode? Roses one? Either one, swip swap with those two or whatever. Like either one, I can't remember which one it was. Then it was the R bar and then the bonus episode or whatever and shit.
How are the user reviews looking?
User reviews are looking like shit.
No.
So, I don't know why I haven't checked it yet. I haven't checked it. But we broke out into some more countries, though.
Oh, did we not?
Australia.
Ah, Aussies. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We already said, shout out to Indonesia right now.
Yeah.
Jakarta is on, you know, they what was it again? They had like a, I forgot what it was now.
It's the
was it an earthquake or something?
Yeah.
Let me look this up, people. We gotta talk about this for a little bit because
Jakarta, main city right there.
Yeah, because that's like our second home there and stuff. So
it's a little hub right there.
Yeah, okay, so Jakarta, city of more than 10 million. Woo! We got all 10 million of them, too.
Yes, we do.
Faces obliteration by rising seas and sinking land. Now Indonesia must find a new capital. Holy shit. I didn't know it was that bad over there and stuff. So
bad.
If our Indonesia listens drop,
I guess we know why. Yes, thoughts with you out there.
Then one thing Cody had came up with, we thought about this. First of all, you should not only should continue, but the American government should go help them out because they listen to us. We're telling you right now, America should go help them. We help Russia and everybody else over there. Exactly. So yeah,
why not?
Yeah, with that traitorous punk motherfucker. But America should go over there and help them, and they should rename their new capital, The Last Drop.
There we go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot or whatever. I don't know what Indonesian person makes that call. Mm-hmm. But they need to hurry up and just get on there.
Yeah, get in contact with us. You know, we'll go over the papers.
Yeah. We'll be happy to sign over.
Any
like, you know, things so you guys won't know that we won't.
Need a shit ink, that's all.
Yeah. Copyright. So you guys don't fear that we sue you.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, and we want statues too.
Yeah.
I want mine.
Gold.
Yeah. Gold. Yes. None of that platinum shit. Okay?
No, fuck that.
No, I don't want that shit. No. Okay. I want gold. I like gold. So yeah. But we hit Brazil too.
Okay, Brazil.
Yeah. We hit a lot of more of Europe.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig it.
New Zealand, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we're over there. finally hit China too now.
China, all
right. Yeah. Japan and China's on there. Okay. Japan was already on there, but China's now on there too.
My brothers in the Far East.
Okay. Yeah. I love the people in the Far East, you know. We got some new cities on there too.
All
right. Hey, the top five. I don't know. I don't remember none of them. I'm not going to lie. I really don't remember the name. But I'll get back to that though.
Okay.
I think one of them was called Big Springs or something. No.
Another
Clay
Springs.
Clay Douglas. That's where he lives. Goddamn troll. Again. Is he dead already or what? Should be dead. Should be dead. People are like, oh, so mean. Oh my God, I could just say it. No.
Listen to him.
Yeah. Listen to that motherfucker and think that if you want or whatever. But let's go ahead and get into our, thanking people to listen all those platforms
we got.
Going over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever the fuck they call it these days.
Same shit, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, just say both, just be safe.
It's purple, okay? Yeah. Shit, okay? Damn.
That purple stuff.
Yeah, just that purple stuff, baby. Put that Sunny D shit down, get you a nice glass of that purple stuff, pour you a pony, and go ahead and listen to that shit, man. Yeah, I don't want that shit. I want that purple shit right there. Yeah. And if you're real feeling lucky too, you get some of that apple, that green apple shit, go to Spotify then, you know. Get some of that right there. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It tastes good.
That's what I use.
Yeah. Ooh. See? Spotify. See. So since he uses Spotify, I gotta use Apple.
There you go.
Whatever. So that's both worlds. That's how we balance it out, whatever. Also, you can find us on Radio Public too.
Right.
You can find us there. And on Stitcher as well, too. You know that more people actually listen on their laptops than they do on their tablets.
People sell laptops?
Wow. The laptop shit is high, too.
Oh, shit.
I was kind of like looking. I was like, people still listen to shit on laptops? I was like, wow, okay. That kind of blows my mind or whatever. But, you know, and by the way, Twitter is not shit, neither.
Man, Twitter,
I can tell you right now. Out of all those places where people live, it's the lowest.
Yeah.
It's just...
God. I gave up hope on that.
Yeah.
We had this story too, a couple weeks ago. I was like, yeah, fuck.
Dude, Instagram kills it more than them, whatever and stuff. So, you know, if my Twitter page was to go down, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It serves no fucking purpose. You might get like a couple of listens here, a couple of maybe 100, 200, whatever. That's nice and all. Don't get me wrong there, but it's like, eh. What does this really mean at the end of the day? Like, kind of nothing. It's kind of like just taking, scraps for one or whatever, and scraps for two there. Because I just realized none of really the drinking community is on there.
No. They're really not.
No, they're not at all. So I kind of was like, I guess that kind of makes sense there. I think I've been blacklisted from the drinking community, too, since starting the show because, you know, kind of an asshole. So,
I thought it was because you're just too good.
There's that, too. Yeah. They probably banned me because they're just like, that motherfucker's gonna talk shit. Ban him. Get rid of him.
Give him the axe.
Yeah, and then that episode you were talking about Corona, the beer people just looked at him and was like, what?
I love Corona.
I
it's delicious.
Why would he talk about that like that?
I shoot my barbecues all the time.
You lost a Latin audience there. So,
lost a bit decent.
Somebody tried to tell me put a lime in it, it tastes better.
It seems like it's drinking lime, carbonated lime. That's it.
Like carbonated piss lime?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No.
I went to some, let's go ahead and get into this.
Yeah, let's start drinking some shit.
Yeah, let's start drinking some shit. I've been talking for 18 minutes now. Whatever. So, first thing we're going to open up here is the Cavalon. This is called Cavalon versus Omar.
Cavalon.
Part one. And,
Oh, yeah, this should have had San Diego. I'm just realizing that.
Yeah. No, you didn't have this one. I had one.
It was Cavalon.
Yeah, you had the King Car one.
King Car one,
yeah. The King Car, $110, people. Shit. Go ahead and smell that bottle.
A little sniff.
Get a little sniff of that.
That smells great.
Yeah, Cavalon King Car is really fucking good. Now, this was one of the original King bottles here. This was OG. Oh, wait. Got my jigger.
My jigger.
What do I want? I'll go with this first.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Your little pony.
My pony.
Ride it.
Let's do it.
Ride that motherfucker.
Ride it. My pony. Let me get your glass, lady.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Pour me my pony.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Genuine still alive?
I think he is.
No, okay. That's fine.
Thank you, sir.
Poured ourselves a Cavalon. Look at that right there.
Yeah,
that cork is beautiful there. Now this was I first found this whiskey. Me and Yoon was talking about this, and I first found this by we were talking about because that show Billions, they had it on there. This was years ago, too. And we were just looking. It was like, what the fuck is that whiskey right there? And he kept talking about it in the show. Who's it? Paul Giamatti? Is it?
I think he's on that. Is he?
Yeah. He's the main lead on there. I think it's Paul Giamatti. On it.
Yeah.
I'm getting the actors mixed up right now. But I think it is Paul Giamatti, whatever. And he was talking about it. And he was like, oh, that chocolate. Because a lot of the Cavalons are made with chocolate.
Okay. Didn't know
that. Yeah. What I love about the clean. What I love about the clean. I love about the nose here. It just. It's clean.
It's balanced.
It's perfectly
balanced. Get the alcohol notes. Get the barrel.
Perfectly balanced. Like the world should be.
Yeah, you definitely get a good amount of sweetness on there.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot.
I'm trying to figure out a specific.
I'm getting mango. And some coconut.
I'm just getting like a general sweetness. I'm not really getting the fruit.
I definitely get the fruits. It's definitely got honey in it.
Okay,
you're probably getting a lot of the honey.
Yeah, it smells great.
I love on the back it says, so seductive. So seductive. And I was like, yeah, like me. Yeah. Cody just winked at me, people. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro. Ham.
Oh, maybe you should get a shot.
Yeah.
Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see my camera up.
My pony, ride it.
Boom.
My pony. Let's go ahead and get a sip of this bad boy.
Dig in.
So that's where I originally got introduced to Cavalon.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't expecting to have any peat on here or smoke. I get a little smoke.
Yeah, this definitely.
A little meatiness.
It's medium. It's a medium, like it's.
I didn't smell any, but the flavor.
No, the flavor is definitely, yeah. Especially in the finish. It's got like a warmth to it. It's kind of warm and mellowed. It's medium as hell on the peat. It's kind of oily on that finish.
A little bit. Yeah, it kind of sticks to the top of the head.
Yeah, I think what makes the oil not taste as bad or whatever, it's got all that citrus fruit in it, so it blends in well with that, too.
I gotta tell you, I'm not really tasting. I don't know if there's something wrong with my tongue today. I'm not really tasting anything.
Well, you're fucked up. So
I was in Vegas last night.
But. Yeah. You fucked up. You still got like glitter and stripper booty on your tongue. So.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what happens when you eat ass, people. As soon as I saw that man open the door there or whatever shit, I was like, he got the I eat ass look on his face. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you should eat ass out there. That's grade A ass. That's America's ass, okay? That's America's ass. Yeah. Spoiler!
We're talking about Fat Thor. So.
How dare you?
Well, fuck out that shit.
But yeah, so, I mean, when you got glitter and stripper booty on your tongue, dude, it's going to take a while. Just ask Ewan about that. Anyway.
That's nice.
What's so good about it is it's so medium and mellowed out too. It could easily be an everyday pour.
Oh yeah.
Because it just runs down so smooth or whatever.
And once again, I think it's probably the case with most of the whiskeys we have. In the middle of the tongue, boom, the flavor just pops.
It says on here that the nose, it'll hit you with a fragrance of a butterfly orchid. Damn, does that not sound?
I don't even know what the fuck that smells like.
I kind of do because I buy my mom a lot of orchids, okay. I can see that. I just bought her an orchid now, actually, because her birthday is on Thursday, so...
I gotta start smelling more flowers, then.
Shut that goddamn dog up, shit. Yeah, little mutt, shit.
Fucking up like fucking recording this shit.
Yeah. I wonder if you, like, poured the whiskey on the orchid and let it dry down.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I need to get more flowers in this place.
Exactly.
Doesn't that sound heavenly? A fragrance of the butterfly orchid.
Man, that'd be cool, like, tap handle.
Oh, yeah.
Pour whiskey on that shit.
Oh, yeah. Because the orchid has, like, that kind of swirl up.
Yeah.
And you could just lean it down or whatever.
Little cascade
actually,
down.
That would be beautiful there.
That'd be cool as fuck.
I love this little, the mist of Cavalon. It says, in ancient times, this is some Game of Thrones shit here.
I know.
The land around Ghelan was called Cavalon. There's a synth song with that. It's fucking dope shit, dude.
Nice.
I gotta send it to you. Whatever. It's really dope as fuck. Actually, hold on. Maybe I might.
Play it. Why not?
My other synth buddy sent it to me or whatever. Let me see if I can find it, because it's pretty fucking dope. I was listening, I was like, holy shit, that sounds so good.
Yeah, man, the more you sip on this, like the bigger alcohol notes just disappear.
That's why you just get
all the flavor.
Yeah, that's why I said that's this easily could be an everyday drink or whatever.
Because, like the burn is like completely disappearing. So I'm at pretty much the bottom of the glass now.
It's about a...
Fuck yeah. That's so dope. That sounds like some truck shit, dude.
It does. Truck, right? I thought it was Daft Punk that did it when he sent it to me. I was just like, oh, Daft Punk is back, whatever and shit. And I listened to it. He's like, damn, it took you forever to reply to me.
Tron 3 had this fucking on the trailer, dude. Oh my god.
Dude. It sounds, actually, this score sounds like... What was that movie that Robert... A Good Time?
Good Time, yeah.
It sounds like it was from there or whatever. Like that scene where he was going into the hospital or whatever. They had like a similar tone to this or whatever. Yeah. And it got all creepy and shit. We looked at it. Oh, shit, that motherfucker's terrifying. I'm about to kill that whole lady. What's going on? Yeah, so...
I love that. That's badass.
Yeah. Yoon's co-worker... Her husband sent that to me. He's a big synth guy.
Yeah, holy shit, man. Yeah, that alcohol is like gone.
Yeah, it's so smooth. That do you taste any of the chocolate? It's not high on chocolate. This one, whatever. It's just suggestions of chocolate.
Maybe, I don't know. I probably wouldn't pick it out if you didn't say anything.
I wouldn't pick it out either in this one. Yeah. Definitely, and there's another bottle. I taste it way more in that one than I do in this one.
Let's just keep it right here.
Yeah, this one's definitely a winner. You want another one? You want a shot of that?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and hit that then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So that was my first introduction into Cavalon. What was your first introduction into it? I think it was that San Diego.
Yeah,
the King Car. King Car. That's a good way to start off.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked it. I was just looking. I was like, man, that sounds good shit. Or did I text you beforehand?
You did, but you didn't text me what you had got.
Okay.
You texted me you was at that bar I kept recommending or whatever, the Whiskey House San Diego. Right. But you didn't tell me what you were going to get and stuff like that.
Until I don't know what led me to get the King Car, but I got it.
I probably talked about Cavalon before.
I think you did.
When you sent that, I was like high up on Cavalon. Like I'd like to believe I was one of the first that was hopped on Cavalon. Me and you were talking about this years ago, whatever and stuff. And when I first found the bottle, I was like, oh, I'm getting this and stuff. It didn't really start getting popular until it won that goddamn award, like they all do. Mm. And then they started saying, let's jack that price up. Like, yeah, get it up there. Yeah, it's high now. You know, they were talking about, like, for the soloist bottles, which... I think I have one over here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This dude got a file cabinet with fucking whiskey. I thought it was like actual fucking like notes and folders in there. This shit all got whiskey in that.
I don't work in that file.
Take a picture of this shit.
Hey, you want to do it again?
This dude got a fucking file cabinet of whiskey in there.
Got some whiskey over here. Yeah, check this bad boy out. Yeah.
That's insane. Look at this shit. That's right.
So, I keep some. I ran out of room in the closet in the cabinet. So.
I was straight up thought it was like holding like porn files or some shit like that, or books or notes or some shit.
There's something in there. There's some Yamazaki. There's some Yamazaki 18s in there. There's some 12s in there. There's a lot of Suntory shit I noticed. Okay. Whatever. The top one, there's some old Sony shit in there.
Okay.
But in the back. The front, there's some more.
Fuck out the way.
Yeah, some other shit, whatever. Don't open that closet door then behind you, whatever. That top shelf upstairs. And then she's like, Wow, so all that time you thought there was work in there?
I thought it was, it was like something important. Well, obviously, listen to support, but you know, something like work related or something.
Yeah. No, it's just that.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you just see my desk. Slide that motherfucker out. He's like, But, yeah, then those cabinets in there, then that closet, and then that closet, and then that cabinet right there. That cabinet is like my extra backups.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah, because like I have some Cavalon in that cabinet above the fridge over there. And I have some 12s in there and 18 in there, too.
I was expecting to just step on your floor one day, like some secret compartment would come out with, like, fucking... Well, that's under like, the... Like a bat cave full of fucking whiskey
that's or something. Under the couch, actually. Okay. Whatever, shit. Like, that's like a little compartment case there. And I just ordered me a briefcase on Amazon. Oh. Check this bad boy out. Costs a lot of fucking money, dude, by the way. I was kind of... I thought these things were going to be cheap and shit, but no, it's not. It holds a bottle and two glasses and my jigger.
Nice.
Yeah, so I can now travel along with this briefcase. Nice. People will be like, man, look at that guy.
He's important.
Sophisticated. He's important. Look at him. He's got a nice suit on or whatever. He's looking great. And then I pull that thing on the table and be like, all right, guys, so what we're going to do? Open that bad boy up, whatever. Pull a bottle out and stuff and go like, got two glasses.
All right. It reminds me of that. Remember the first Iron Man Tony Stark got that like, the suitcase with all the whiskey and the
martini glasses and all that shit. Whatever. Like it just air came out that motherfucker like it was compression and shit. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, that's what I got. It was shit was like $70-something or whatever shit. But I was like,
worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it too because I was like, man, I could put like my extras in there, mm-hmm. carry that around and stuff. That's funny that you thought that there was work in there. Yeah. My mother saw that. Hilarious. My mother saw that and was just like, what the fuck? Because she tried to put my, she was going to hand me my birth certificate or whatever and stuff. Like, I said, you should just keep that at your house.
Yeah.
She said, no, you should hold on to it. Whatever. I said, no, you should keep it. And then she was like, I'm just going to put it in your cabinet. When she opened them things up, she was like, the fuck?
You have a problem, son.
She said, you're going to die of liver. I said, I know.
That's my aim.
That's my goal. Yeah. Yeah, don't look under the bed then. Yeah, I've run out of room, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I've already thought about when I move, how I'm going to build this next... Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to build it, but I have no choice. Build this next cabinet I got or whatever. It's going to be long as shit, but I'm hoping it holds everything. All 187 bottles.
Damn.
Yes.
only 187, huh?
Yeah, only 187. Wow. Not enough, though. I need more. Got to crack that 200.
Might as well.
13 more right bottles there. To go. Right shit, the way it's going, they keep releasing new bottles every damn week, so
there you go.
It might get to that point, you know? Yeah, and then I gotta have one shelf alone for my mini bottles, because I got a lot of minis, and I noticed that. I got some back there, I got some up there, I got them all over the place, you know?
That
and
you
then,
do.
And I need my wine shelf, too, because I got a lot of wine, too.
Shit.
And then I'm going to just have like a shelf in the back that I'm going to put a label on and just say other.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah. It's like going to be my rum shit I got and stuff, or like my tequila.
Okay.
Or my, I guess just rum and tequila. Yeah. That's all I got.
What else matters?
I think I got like two bottles of vodka, but I got those for display.
Right, yeah.
One of them not for display. That's to give to people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got some. Yeah, you go ahead. There's some Ciroc in there. You go ahead and open that up. Yeah.
Hey, can I open? No. Get the vodka. There you go.
No, because the women that come over here, they don't really like.
Yeah, they ain't going to drink fucking Cabernet.
No, they're not drinking that shit. Yeah. So I got some Ciroc peach in there.
Okay, yeah.
Which I didn't buy that shit.
It's always good to have that on deck.
Yeah. It's like, shit. Hey, why did people back then have Alizé in their refrigerator?
Yeah.
They wasn't drinking that shit, but women do. Yep. So, yeah, shit. I got one silk pillowcase just in case, there too. In case motherfuckers want to lay their head down or don't want to fuck their hair up. Shit, them perms cost money, okay?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so. And I should know. I look fabulous, okay? What do you think is behind that TV? Whiskey. No. There is some in that bathroom cabinet, though, bowed down there.
Goddamn.
Yeah. My brother was like, you ain't got no cleaning supplies in there? I was like, cleaning?
This is cleaning supply.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you pour that shit on something, dude. Burns it out. I was like, Larry, let me cut your hand real quick, whatever. Shit. Pour that on there, wrap it up, dude. It's going to be healed up.
That infection right there.
Next thing you know, your blood is going to be infused with whiskey, and you'll be great. I gave him some shit, he loves that Jameson Castmates Stout Edition.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Because he's a big beer guy, too, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, this tastes great. I gave him some Elijah Craig C Barrel Batch C197 or whatever and shit. That motherfucker was like, whoa. He said, that shit's stronger than a motherfucker. I was like, I know. Drink it all. I was like, that wasn't cheap to come by the way. So, yeah, you better drink it all. I said, I better not see a single drop of that shit in the fucking sink or nothing like that. He's like, I didn't even want this. I was like, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
You do that.
Yeah.
Because I told you.
You want it, yeah. Yeah, you like it like that. Yeah, like Cardi B says, whatever. Before she drugs and rapes her victims.
Yes.
where the fuck was I at when she was doing this? I said, I want to be joined by you, girl. I said,
you should hang out in New York. Well, you're from New York, right?
Yeah. I mean, I won't get robbed by you. Right. I don't know about that part, but I said, well, I ain't got shit for you to rob anyway. I said, what the fuck you going to take? You going to rob drunk my ass and rob me? Be like, this nigga broke. Well, he ain't got shit.
Bring your credit card.
Yeah, I don't even have that. So, and if you steal my bank account, I don't keep that much money in my checking. Put it all in savings. So, go ahead, steal it. I ain't gonna miss shit. As long as you just leave me with a little something to get some whiskey.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm happy then. So, where are you grading this Cavillon at so far? This is your second ever.
Second one, yeah. I wouldn't put it on King Car, obviously.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Yeah. No. You can get this bottle for like...
But no, this is delicious though.
This is distillery.
Yeah, it was cool how the alcohol notes just disintegrated over each sip. See, I never experienced anything like that.
You can tell, you know, people just, you like, don't know.
It completely evaporates.
Oh yeah.
And you just get the flavor.
It's about like...
That's badass.
I think this is about 90 proof, maybe 86 proof, 86 to between 90 proof, I believe. Yeah. And you feel every bit of it too as well. As you can tell, people, I poured me another one because I could drink this Cavillon bottle all day or whatever and stuff. But and then I get fucked up. But so Cavillon right now, this is a distillery bottle actually because it's the OG one. What I like about it is just that it's just easy sipping.
Yeah.
Especially for this nice weather summertime here in California. Yeah. I got a funny story to share too, because a lot of questions I've been getting lately on the grams of Insta is a lot of people have been asking about audio, first of all. They think it sounds good. I'm kind of shocked by that because I'm just like, shit.
Yeah, we got a simple setup here.
Yeah, appreciate I was about that. To say, yeah, it's no, no, but yeah, the audio, the people love it.
Good, good.
As you should. Shit, you should love everything we do. But another thing I've been getting is like, oh, are you guys like in the room together? Are you doing it at your place, whatever? How'd you two meet or whatever and stuff? And how we met kind of ties in with this story I got to tell right here. We might have met one of our listeners before and don't even remember it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
When he told me this story, I was like, what? I was like... So, first of all, Art of Lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out. Go to Art of Lunatic on Twitter. Go to Art of Lunatic on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Grimes is an amazing artist.
Yes, he is.
He's working on something special. I don't know if I can talk about it yet.
I have an idea.
I think you all could know what this is. He sent me a still shot of it.
Ooh.
It looks fucking fantastic.
I would expect no less.
I mean, it looks... Have you seen his artwork before? It makes his other artwork look like shit. That's how good it is. Based in LA, obviously. Should be. But it look, the detail on it is just fucking fantastic.
Right. Okay, okay.
So, I don't know. I know he's planning on releasing it. Did he say... This summer, I think it's end of May, if I'm not mistaken. End of May or June, or beginning of June, somewhere around that time. You know me and dates.
Don't work out.
Yeah, don't work out that well. Shit, I thought Friday was the 5th. Shit, so. Dude, I was like, wait a minute.
Hold on. Yeah, speaking of this, if I go on a tangent, man, in the fucking airport yesterday.
You got measles?
No, they were talking. Dude,
well, why your eyes? Podcast,
right? Shut the shit down.
Yeah.
They announced over the goddamn PA system, may the 4th be with you.
Okay.
I was like, God, no, I'm going to go back home. I just wanted to add that little insert right there. We have to dwell on it. I just wanted
to. You know, I wanted to go on. I was going to write on Twitter, thank God, like, I don't follow all this movie shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that all, the whole day. I saw it twice. I was even kind of pissed off about that, but I didn't see it that whole day. Because a year ago?
I hate that shit so much.
Oh, I hate it so fucking much.
I hate puns. Why that shit's worse.
If that's the case, then we should just call the 5th the Revenge of the 5th.
Why not?
Yeah, it involves Palpatine. That's all I know. Me and you came up with a Palpatine idea that we're going to try to get copyrighted so we can make a Disney or whatever. It's like a Palpatine blow-up punching bag. And it talks with voices. And you can record your own voice of imitations of him so that way you can tell him to do as well. Yeah. So every time you turn it on or whatever, it just says, show us. What did it say? Oh, yeah, it said, good. Let the anger flow through you. Yes. Or whatever. And then when you hit it a couple of times, do it.
Do it.
Do it. And then, like, when you get finished, it says, you are now full power of the dark side. I think that's how it started. It says unlimited power. And then, like, when you finish, it just tells you, now completed your trials and tribulations to the dark side of the force. And you can record your own things and stuff like that. Yeah, we're gonna try to copyright that. I'm going to put about... I'm gonna have him put about $20,000, and I'm gonna put $100 into it.
Good.
And I'm gonna Ja Rule him, and it's gonna be like fire 2.0 all over again.
Right on Twitter. Yeah, I had nothing to do with that, man. Yeah. How about him?
Yeah, but I do want to start another one. Damn motherfucker, you are stupid motherfucker. Like, he is just dumb. Beyond dumb. Like I've met some dumb people in my life, but damn, he's really stupid. But so I was like, let's talk to an investment. I was serious about it. I was like, let's talk to an investment banker, and let's get this funded. I like this idea. I was like, any Palpatine toy? I said, it's got to be big, too. It's got to be huge. I want this motherfucker in my corner, my wall, talking to you when you walk in the door and be like, welcome. I want it to be the next Alexa. Oh, shit, she might start talking now. I said her name. So, and then, what did I say? Oh, yeah, I said... And the next screener I go to for like a Disney, like Lion King or whatever stuff, I'll talk to some Disney execs or whatever and find out who's running their sales and marketing over there in their toy selection, and we'll get this going. Do it. All sides of the force. Power unlimited. And I was like, oh, and when like you're really hitting them, I want them to reenact that scene when Samuel Jackson was king of
the... Yes.
I'm dying. Help me, Anakin. And then when you stop, it starts laughing and shit. Like, ah. Unlimited power. And it comes back and hits you in the head because it's like this bing bag goes back and forth. Like, I'm going to hit you. So whenever it hits you and you don't miss and you don't dodge it, whatever, it tells you unlimited power.
I'll buy one.
Yeah. How much would you spend on that?
I don't know.
$50? Would you go $50?
Yeah, $50.
Why not? That sounds good, right? That sounds good, right? Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you spend $79 on this or $50 on our Palpatine toy?
Ooh. Choices.
Think about that.
I'll get back to you
on that one. No.
Think about that.
You got to answer that right now.
No, I don't do this to me.
Yeah, you got to answer that right now. You got to choose, baby. I know what I'm choosing.
I go with Palpatine, man.
Yeah, I'll go with Palpatine.
I gotta go with Palpatine.
Bye! Chuck this whiskey out the way. I want the Palpatine toy.
Palpatine, baby.
Because we went down a toy aisle and Walmart was like, where's the Palpatine toys at? How come none of them talk? There was this one, funny enough, there was a Batman thing. I'm Batman. I was like, get this shit out the way. I was like, where's it at? Shit. Palpatine. Where's Palpatine at? I want to hear him talk. I can't wait for that to come out just for them toys.
Yes.
I want to see the toys drop, Cody. Shit.
That was going to be amazing.
They better release a toy.
They have to.
That talking one.
Yeah, when you press the button.
Yeah. Release your full power.
He has that little laugh.
You should be able to download his voice for Mortal Kombat 11.
No.
Finish him.
Fatality.
Yeah. And when you're about to do your fatality, unlimited power.
Flawless victory.
I pulled the PlayStation out just for the Mortal Kombat 11, just thinking that, man, I really wish Palpatine was on here. Make it happen, Disney.
Yes, do it.
Don't they do it? So let's pour up the Omar.
Omar.
Quick. Let's go ahead and hit that real quick.
Omar, no Epps.
Ah! The mist just hit me on the face. I was like,
little spurts right there. Little spritz. Spritz of Omar.
This liter-ass jar.
Oh, that's interesting.
Fucking big-ass bottle right there that we holding. Shit.
Oh, that smells great.
Look how big that motherfucker is.
It smells very accessible.
You could probably almost kill anybody with a bottle of whiskey. Doesn't matter the size of them. Mm-hmm. If you beat them long enough with it. With this, I think one shot.
Yeah, you're probably out.
Yeah, you knock his ass out right there.
Clean. Unlimited power.
If I ever lose my mind and become a serial killer, I hope I take on that persona of Palpatine, whatever. I go I just start saying shit like, he's like, oh, don't do this to me. I'll get you back. Do it. Do it. I hope I'm like the whiskey beater bandit. The whiskey beater bandit. So I'm going to pour you a pony.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hand me your glass, sir.
So, appreciate it.
Do water this out.
Oh, damn, water it down.
Yeah, water that out first. Hold on. I'll go ahead and pour mine.
I'm forgetful of mine.
Pour mine in the Glencairn glass real quick.
All right. There we go.
found a place that personalized glasses too.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah, I found it in some shitty ass mall.
Okay.
Yeah, mall sucked ass too. By the way, I was like, damn, I ain't been to a mall in how. I was like, this shit sucks. I was like, god damn, it's terrible. You want a little more? Or you good?
No, I'm good. You're right. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh god. Mm. It's Cavallon versus Omar. Remember, Cody, you got to pick a winner.
I will.
You got to pick a winner after this.
It will be decided, my friend.
Oh. Hey, so read the back and tell me what you're getting off of this.
Oh, let's see. I see some numbers.
Okay.
I read those to you.
Okay. I got an email address.
Yeah, there's a 46. There's a 1.
Yeah, I see an
2017-823-003.
Yeah, okay. I see 1 liter.
0023-1422. There's an email.
Yeah.
080@mel.ttl.com.tw.
Yep. Okay.
And I see a little TTL right there.
TTL is the
then you get the barcode, the numbers. I'm going to read those. Probably useless. Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. 711-588-858-438. Yep. Yeah.
I make out those.
There's an error sign on here. Oh, no drinking and driving. That's what it says. Okay. Oh, okay. I see that. Yeah. Okay. I see that. All right. I know what that is because that's a bicycle and that's a scooter in this car and it's a glass of wine.
Yeah. Rest of the characters. I don't know what the fuck I'm seeing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great. Maybe there's something on the front, right?
Yeah. Okay. That.
There you go. That's English. Yeah.
That's single malt whiskey. Bourbon type.
Look what it says right there, though. Read that one off.
Super fine whiskey.
Taiwanese got a little flavor to them. Look at that. They're talking about it's super fine right there. Oh, man. This one definitely hits the nose harder than the Cavallon.
Yeah, it's much more pungent.
Oh, yeah. The alcohol sticks out in this one.
I'm trying. What's that underneath?
Is
I want to say...
I'm getting some lively-ass flavors in this motherfucker right now.
I'm not really getting sweetness.
No. There's definitely no tropical fruit. There's more dry fruits in this one. But not berries, though.
No.
That's definitely not a berry. And I don't know the name of the dry fruits because I'm retarded. Yeah. People are like, oh, that's so funny. I'm so glad he's honest because I think he's retarded. It's like, yeah. I probably shouldn't do that on this episode. Yeah, so what nose sense are you getting here?
I can't tell. Because underneath the alcohol, there's something. I can't tell if it's floral.
I've gotten or past green. It. And there's vanilla in there. There's definitely vanilla in there.
And yeah, there's some.
I can't
some
get past the alcohol floral. On the other.
Yeah, but it's mostly the.
Well, the Taiwanese, they do make a lot of this stuff with floral. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's another orchid.
Yeah, because I can't pick out any particular fruit.
So what do you think as far as flower goes, whatever? Rose, tulip, orchid?
See, I'm not too familiar with flowers. I'm just saying
really?
In general sense.
Okay.
Because I'm a simpleton like that.
I'm getting some sunflower hints in there. Yeah, like Post Malone sunflower.
Oh. What? Why? Just why?
You my sunflower. You know what's funny is I hate the music that's in that movie.
I do too.
But it fits so well in the movie. like it fits real.
Because
it plays perfect background noise.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the lyrics in your car.
Only one that's actually cool is the What's Up Danger song. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Oh, and the Vincent Staples, the credit one.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah,
that one's dope. But the What's Up Danger, come on.
Obviously.
That's probably one of the best Spider-Man swinging moments of all time, whatever. So
it is
pretty dope. The music fit it, whatever, and stuff. The glass breaking, the slow motion, the shot of animation, the running up the walls and stuff like
that. Shit gets you hyped as fuck.
It kind of does, where it's just like, god damn, holy shit. They need to open up the sequel with this kind of shot right here. Because Spider-Man, look, when you go to Spider-Man.
Oh, I just came back to it. I got some fruit right there, man. What the hell just happened?
Hey,
that's evolved. What the hell?
You know what I did when you wasn't looking? You turned around because I said, oh, take that. I put a little razzle dazzle in your shit real quick.
Now I'm getting sort of like a berry or something.
I told you, it's like I got some kind of fruit in there. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you got to let it sit out for a while.
Yeah, because I just let it sit. It was hanging out for like 2 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit just evolved. That's crazy. Fucking whiskey, people. Amazing.
So,
amazing drink.
My story on this is when I was in Asia, when I went to Taiwan, when I did my Asian tour, I got this in 2016 when I went to Taiwan. I think that was the second to last country I went to because I went to Korea first, China, then Taiwan, And I just went to Taiwan because it was just close by and I wanted to eat down there. And I met this guy. He worked for the government there. Mm-hmm. We were talking whiskey for a little bit. His English was pretty good, too. It was better than mine, per se. And we were talking. He was just like, man, if you're really into whiskey, he's like, I got this one thing. It's not released in America or anything like that. He's like, it's not really even released here yet. It was supposed to be released for this competitor to be a competitor of this bottle because this one just blew up. So the Taiwanese decided to come up with another bottle. He kind of told me, he just said, it never got released to the public here. It's only released to people that have a government ID. And I was like, I want that shit then. And I said, wait, hold on. I'm going to make it through customs with this, am I? He said, yeah, you should be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine. He's like, where are you going first? I was like, I'm going to Japan, then back to America. He's just like, he thought about it for 2 minutes. I looked at him and was like, they're not trying to fuck me. Okay? I'm bringing a lot of alcohol back. I was like, I could blend it in with the rest of the bottle, throw it in the bottle. He's like, yeah, you'll be fine. I was like, you got to sell. Where is this place where I get it from? Or where's your house at? He was like, come with me. Okay. People, if you travel to me, all my setups are like, man, you're going to get raped one day.
You're going to get robbed.
You're going to get robbed.
Sex trafficked.
Somebody, yeah, exactly. I'm going to be in chains or getting sex trafficked, whatever. You're going to be like, my booty can't take no more. I'm tired. My booty hole is bleeding. but that felt nice, actually.
Man, it's crazy. My nose just grew accustomed to the alcohol, and it's just jumping straight to the berries.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm barely getting, like, a tinge of alcohol now. Whereas before, like, 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes ago, I was just smelling straight alcohol.
As you can see, I've already been
fucking the same.
Been hitting this bottle a little bit. Right. He takes me out. We go to this alley where he parked.
Of course.
Alley. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. Every time I go out of country or whatever, I'm always ending up in somebody's alley or something like that. You know? So I'm like, yeah.
What better place than an alley?
Yeah. He opens up his trunk of the car. I was like, oh, truck car purchases. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Hell yes. And off the bat, once I started seeing that shit was not in English at all, I was just like, that's some shit y'all made in a foreign lab somewhere, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And he was just like, you could say that, yeah. I was like, he said, the distillery's not even up yet. I was like, all right then. Okay. Some bathtub whiskey then. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I said, how much you want for that? Whatever. And he told me this price, whatever. I don't know, Taiwanese dollar. I was just like, here you go. That should be enough, whatever. And I kind of looked at him, whatever. He counted and he was like, perfect. I was just like,
cool.
Shit, I think I gave him the right amount. Okay, so I was like, mine now, motherfucker. I ran. I was like, yes, my precious. I was ready to pee. And then the night market was right in front of me, and this is where all the food stands. I was like, I watched a lot of football. Mm-hmm. I started being like John Madden. I had like a screen pop in my head. Shit. a lot of X's and O's came on the screen or whatever and shit, and I was like, I'm going to run around, do a spin around on that one motherfucker right there. I'm going to leap over him. It turned out nothing. I just ran straight. I got to get this in my bag. My precious. Let's go ahead and sip that bad boy, though. Definitely hits harder than the Cabalon.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much on the finish, though.
No.
The finish is stronger on the Cabalon. The first sip, though, it definitely, the finish is, you taste those fruits. Those dried up fruits are coming in now. My caramel is my vanilla is definitely vanilla, hitting.
Yeah, yeah.
The vanilla is definitely hitting. Where that vanilla is all over right when it hits the tip. When it hits the tip of your tongue.
Cut your eyes, sir. Why am I always missing shit? Every time you look out there, I always miss them.
Well,
every fucking time.
Well, you notice every time we record, my head is everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
I
didn't
get the angle, too, but every fucking time.
I'm looking at you.
You look like they just disappeared, like I snapped or something.
I look at you. I look at bottles. I look at that screen. I look over there. My head.
People just darken. Your eyes don't stay still at all.
No. I'm animated as fuck, people, when we record and stuff. Like, I am all over the damn place. Whatever. I'm like, my hands get to moving and stuff like that, because I think there's actually an audience in front of us and shit like that. So, I get percolated, you know?
Percolated.
Yeah, but
that's the word.
Yeah, I just made that up. That's a real word, right?
Percolate.
Yeah.
Percolate.
That's in Jermaine's dictionary of non-English words. Yeah. Yes. But, the taste is better than the finish to me.
Yeah, I probably agree with that.
Yeah. The finish is,
Yeah, I get a little bitter back note.
It is, yeah.
Kind of just hangs in the back.
I like the Cavalon finish better, but I do like the first sip on this one better.
Yeah, I got a lot of vanilla on this one. The dry fruit, I'm not getting a ton of.
No, it's very subtle.
Or whatever fruit character, you know. No floral. Zero, actually.
Is that a pear? I can't even tell.
Nah.
No, it's definitely not.
I like that burn. That's nice.
Oh, no, the burn is definitely nice. I like a scotch burn, too.
I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my illegal whiskey.
Nice. Omar.
Yeah, so as you want some any more pours of any of
it? No, you're right here.
Okay, so, I was talking about our lunatic here. And if anybody knows this story or whatever, when me and Cody first met was 2012 in Texas, Austin, Texas. And the year following that, I was kind of, I was kind of like the L.A. ambassador for setting up parties over here and shit.
That you were?
As far as this website called Spill.com for the video game side and for the movie side as well. I was making sure that I was the L.A. guy to go to.
Should have happened.
Well, you can not even say L.A. guy. You can say California guy. Yeah, San Diego ain't California, so shit. So, that happened. We went to Comic-Con, and we had a get-together for these guys in Texas. And they had their fans and stuff like that. They all came out, and I set up this bar. I don't even remember the name of that bar. I don't even remember what street that bar was on, to be honest.
Yeah, where Irish bar it was. I forgot the name of it.
Man, if I still had that website, I could look it up, because it's still on there. But, yeah, I can't look it up. I don't remember. But either way, long story short, we ended up getting kicked out.
Well, I remember that night very well.
Yeah.
Classic night.
Yeah, we got kicked out. I mean, we flooded that place.
Mm-hmm.
We
all kinds of business.
Flooded that place. So guy kicked us out saying, "You guys, you're not buying." I was just like, and I looked at him and was just like,
"Everybody had a drink and a hand of food."
I was like, it's funny enough because he told me that and I was holding two drinks. Yeah. I was like, who are these people? And he was just like, those people. I was like, them people ain't even with us. Because I was like, all of our people are in this back area right here. I said, we got some scattered in the front, whatever, because they're just trying to locate people and shit. And me trying to be the host and stuff, I'm trying to look for people and stuff. Because they're either texting me or emailing me or whatever and stuff. You know who shows up to that bar? Art of Lunatic.
Really?
Yeah.
He was there that night.
And I was like, wait a minute, did we meet you that night? Don't even remember.
What? Serious.
They wouldn't let him in. He said that manager was being a dick. Wow. He went on the outside and told people, you can't come in.
He was fucking ass crazy.
I was like, wow. He was like, him and his buddy, right? And that was crazy to me because he was listening to The Last Shop, and he used the story of me bringing up DUIs. Apparently, he got a DUI that night.
Oh, shit.
Because he ended up drinking and driving back to L.A. or whatever. So, and I was like, dude, you should have fucking contacted me. You could have just stayed at the hotel with us or whatever and shit. He was like, oh, I didn't really know you like that back then or whatever. I was just like, it's probably a good point because I was like, I remember that night, me and Cody didn't go back to that hotel until like probably 6 a.m. anyway.
Something like that.
Because we went to this hookah bar afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the lady said they closed like at 3, but I think I tipped her. And she just said, fuck it, you guys can stay here. And she was giving us beer and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Not good beer, but it's fine. So we stayed there for a while, and then we went to the, whatever that place, that little restaurant where you did that magic trick with that food and shit.
Oh.
You did that magic, that special magic trick you did.
Dr. Strange on.
Yeah. So he was actually there.
Wow.
Yeah. That's funny.
That like, works out like that.
Yeah, because we did a bar hop after we got kicked out of this place, and we started at the Hard Rock and worked our way up. And this is around the time when, because that's what he said he did. He's like, we just ended up bar hopping and stuff like that. I was like, I tried not to think about that night because I was heavily fucked up. and I mean heavily fucked up, you know. Because there was one part of the time where I had two fucking pitchers of Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, I was drinking so much and I got sick.
Yeah, I remember that.
I gotta stop.
By the time we went to that restaurant, your head was down the whole time. I'll never forget that wallet moment. He threw your wallet on the table and just said, whatever. I was like, shit. I said, no. I was like, I'm fucked up. Ain't that fucked up yet? It's like, take your wallet back, Cody. I never wanted to see a man sleep. Wanted to sleep so bad.
So bad.
Yeah, it's better than the night I tried to run a gate down. But I don't even think I was fucked up anymore. At that point, I just wanted to
get the fuck out.
Yeah, I wanted to get the fuck out.
Keep me in this fucking garage. Fuck that shit.
I got a nice bed at the hotel waiting for me. I want to lay in that motherfucking shit.
Goddamn car.
Yeah, you fucking crazy. Like, I looked at you. I'm gonna run it. It's like that Dave Chappelle skit, whatever, and just like, Dave, calm down. I'm gonna race him. Yeah, you high as fucking shit. You just like, man, sometimes you gotta race him. That was you. It's just like, hey, sometimes you gotta run a gate down. Sometimes you gotta do it. And I was just like, I fucking put it in reverse. I backed that bitch up, whatever. I started running that engine. I was like, oh. Put both hands on the steering wheel. I was like, I was like, I hope this ain't one of those things where that like little crack just like stops us and like we don't even put a dick in the motherfucker. And then sure enough, when we got close, it just opened up. Yep. It was just like, oh, that saved me car damage. Yes. But yeah, our lunatic was there. That was a crazy fucking night too, by the way. Yeah. I mean, not to mention, because when we got kicked out, first of all, we was there for like a good hour and a half, maybe 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's about.
And that guy gave me my full deposit back. So I was walking around with like $400 or $500 in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And when we said that bar hop thing, I was like, shit. I was like, yeah. That's why we kept, we went to that one upstairs, downstairs where, I forgot his name already, Brian.
Salisbury.
Salisbury, yeah, whatever. Brian Salisbury, when we took those tequila shots, and he was like, thank you for the shots. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go throw up now. Yeah, and then he like ran to the bathroom and shit, and then me and you was just looking like, shit, more for us. And then we went to that back. I guess that's where the dance floor was. And we went to that sidebar they had. Yeah. And I looked at you and I said, Cody, they got $1 shots here or whatever. So that was a terrible idea. Yeah. I think it was tequila mixed. I don't remember what it was. It was kind of like a jello color, but it wasn't jello shots.
Whatever that bar was with the Long Island iced teas, that's when I just
that was the last out. One, yeah. I'm
done.
And then Martin walked over. This motherfucker. To me, that was like a competition when he walked out. I was just like, I'll show you, dude, bro. Now, if he was to say youngster or something, I wouldn't have a problem with that because I was fucked up that night. And he was looking cool and shit. I'm like, well, I'm like, hey, all you got? Come on. But someone who sure did say they wanted to stop, your ass sure did pull your wall out too and said, my turn. Because we like rotated on who's banging them and shit. It just kept going back and forth. We must have rotated 3 times.
Wait, are you mixing your nights?
No. This is,
are you sure? That was all the same night.
Yeah, that was all the same nights. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember me and Corey went to go look for this place after we left the Hard Rock or whatever. I guess he was dating Mia at the time.
Right.
Because I was like, there was like women checking us out and shit. And I was just like, I need to walk with your tall ass more often. Shit, you noticeable, motherfucker. And, you know, at that point, he was already dazing out and shit. Because, like I said, Corey's kind of fucking boring sometimes when you hang out with him and shit. Like,
he admits it himself.
Yeah, good. He's boring. He gets boring sometimes. Like, yeah. I mean, even at that place where we had the Long Island Teas, he was fucking sitting at the table, just sitting there thinking. And I was like, hey, you fucked up, ain't you? He's just like, nah. I was like, the fuck is he doing? And I was like, yeah, damn. I was like, we just got kicked out of a place. It's a miracle, man. Sure that anybody would take us right now. So, Cody, we got to wrap things up. I got to get out of here.
Sounds good.
So, what is the winner by far? They both have different features, too, here. What is the distinct winner right here? I'm going to put on that whiteboard, too. I'm going to put Kavalon Omar. Since this is part one. We're going to come back to this later in the year, probably. But one of them will get the 1 point.
Ooh. I'm going with the Kavalon.
You going with the Kavalon?
Yeah. Gotta go with the Kavalon. Yeah. It just amazed me how it just sat out. Mm-hmm. And we were smelling it and sipping it. The alcohol just dissipates. And you're left with pure, unbridled whiskey flavor.
Well, I gotta be the odd man out then here, and I gotta go with the Kavalon too.
Yep.
I like the Kavalon because I like the finish more. Finish is probably my favorite part of most whiskeys and stuff. It depends, it all depends, I guess. But
It's quiet. I will give props to Omar, though, because when the smell, when you leave it out for a little bit, the smell, that was amazing.
I think the nose is definitely better than the Cavillon here.
Yeah.
The first sip is better. The finish hits, it has more of an impact, though, whatever. And don't think I don't like the burn of it. I think this one is just much smoother on going down.
Yeah, Cavillon is just more well-rounded whiskey.
I mean, this is the reason why I won. It won from my pick or whatever. It's more well-rounded.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, this is more of a, not a daily pour. That's for damn sure or whatever. This is like a once or twice a month type pour or whatever. Something like, this is something you put out for a show or you have someone taste, say, check this one out, whatever. Or if they want to hear my crazy-ass story, how I almost got raped for this thing or whatever, you know. Probably, because I didn't really tell the story fully, whatever and stuff, but to kind of briefly, but this is probably my favorite story to tell in one of my mini whiskey hunts I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And only because it's just so fucking weird. And when you take it to like a whiskey meetup, and you're like, where the fuck you get this from, whatever. And he's like, yeah, it's like, oh, I got out of this dude's trunk of his car in Taiwan in some alleyway somewhere behind this bar. As everybody's taking that slow sip.
Yeah, it's like,
oh. Like, it's like, why you always bring some weird shit, huh? You can bring that. I was like, hey, baby. Hey, gotta be me, baby. Because usually I bring like a mason jar or some shit that I mix together too, which is mainly just moonshine I made in a bathtub somewhere. Which is not that hard, by the way, neither.
Is it?
No, it's not. Exactly. Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So it looks like Cavillon's got a 2-to-1 ratio over this one.
Undisputed.
Yeah, it's undisputed there. And I got to tell you, probably going forward on this, because I've had all these already, so going forward, when we get to the Sherry edition of Cavillon versus Omar, Part 2, Battle of the Taiwanese.
Part dos.
Yeah, I think I have a winner on that one already, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to be...
Well, I can't wait for the sequel, my friend.
You're going to be the deciding factor on that one. You know?
Cannot wait for the sequel.
The sequel's coming, baby.
It's going to be fun.
So next month, it's my birthday month.
That is true.
I don't want to spoil things or whatever, because like I said on the last episode... I kind of got the rest of the year planned out for whiskey.
You do?
Doing the House of Suntory.
Okay.
Doing all the Suntory pours.
Nice.
Not all of them. Jesus. Yeah. That's a lot of fucking whiskey.
A long day.
A long ass fucking day. I mean, there's a lot of goddamn bottles or whatever and shit. So mainly we're probably going to be knocking out the 12s of Suntory. The House of Suntory with the 12-year-olds. The Hibiki 12. Yamazaki 12.
Okay.
The Akusha 12 and the Suntory 12.
I can dig it.
The Crest 12. So that's coming next month. That's my favorite distillery of all time, the Suntory. It's my birthday month, so I decided, got to go out with a bang.
As you should.
Yes, and before we go out, and probably I might have to limit that because we might have to record more than one show because I'm going to be out of town for most of that month. Yeah, so I might have to just, sure. Maybe I'll take that Hibiki one out and just be like, yeah, you can come back to you.
We'll see what's up.
Yeah, do a Hibiki fan because I was like,
play it by ear.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes or whatever. But this has been the last drop, the Battle of the Taiwanese,
Cavillon
versus the Omar. We've been going on for an hour and 7 minutes now. Time to wrap things up. Tell people again once where they can find us at. People, you can find us over Spotify, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Hell, go to audioboom.com, type in the last drop. You'll find us there too. Go to Apple Podcasts. Remember, I need to check that out actually, whatever. Who wants some of that Four Roses small batch select?
Leave a fucking review.
Some people said they did, and it's not showing up.
Oh, okay.
I was like, ain't that a bitch? Because some people said they left ratings, but they didn't put a review. And I was like, yeah, if you left a rating, it should still show up, whatever.
Still show.
Because our ratings outweigh our review or whatever. So I was like, yeah, so somebody clearly left a rating.
They would lie, would they?
No, nobody would lie to me.
No.
Because I would take this fucking liter bottle and throw their fucking head over it.
You don't get hit by the Omar bottle.
No. I'm like the godfather, okay? I'm the godfather. You know... Damn, fuck, I'm not going to say the whiskey guy now. I'm the godfather of whiskey.
Damn, there you go.
Yeah, I'm the godfather. You're the godfather of beer. I'm the godfather of whiskey. Yeah, there we go. I'm going with that now. I am an OG, so yes. You put a little bit more bass in your voice, JB, when you say that? I am an OG, yes. I'm OGing it up.
I am an original gangster.
Yeah, I'm an original.
That is what OG stands for.
Hey, I am one of the 5 founding members of the LA Whiskey Society, so technically, that's what we call ourselves. I am an OG, so yes. I am an OG. I need to change my voice up when I say that. Shit, I'm OG, you know. Hopefully Suge Knight ain't listening to this. Actually, I hope he is listening. He's got his ass beat by a little person, so, you know. I think I can whoop his ass now, so. He's not as terrifying as he used to be no more, so. That mystique long went away when that little dude that was smaller than me beat his ass, so. Once I saw that, I was just like, oh.
Open season.
He's human. Yeah, I thought he was Thanos this whole time. Whatever. Yeah, I'll fuck him up then. Yeah. Yeah, but not in public, though. One step at a time here. So, yeah, check us out over there. Leave a review. Like I said, the first three people that does that from the last week's episode, I'm going to send you a sample of my Four Roses Small Batch Select. Mm-hmm. New Four Roses that just came out.
That good shit.
Ooh, just hit the shelves, whatever, and it's clearing up. I bought another one. I bought another bottle. I was like, I better get another bottle of this real quick. Because that bottle I have, I said, that shit going to be finished by next month. Mm. I got to. You want some of that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. That's okay. you can get you some right now, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's right behind you. People, we're going to head on out of here. I got to go. Right. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah, look at that bad boy right there. Go ahead and try that.
A little bit of
this. Okay. Yeah, small batch. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Go ahead and pour you some right there while I wrap us out of here.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, get you a little bit of sip of that, whatever. Tony. Ooh, the spices, dude, is what's the winner of that shit right there. Ooh. You didn't water that glass out, huh?
Yeah,
that's fine, whatever. Yeah, but people, gonna wrap things up here. We're gonna get out of here. We'll be back next week for the second episode, if you will, of the Beer Week.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get some. I'm gonna be up north next week. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to grab some supplies.
Steal some supplies in there.
Yes, from I'm hoping this comes through. If I get this stuff, it's gonna be a pretty awesome beer episode.
Mm.
If I get it.
Yeah, and it won't be like that Lost episode, sir.
No, we're not. Not at all. Nothing like that ever again.
Yeah, we learned our lesson.
Ever again.
And next week is Mother's Day when we record. So, yeah, so is there a Mother's Day beer?
Oh, I'm gonna be out of time.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So, people, I am JB. I am your whiskey godfather.
I am Cody, the whiskey. Sorry, no. God damn. Not that note.
Yeah, that Four Roses.
That shit got me quick. God damn. Some good shit.
It's pretty good, ain't it, though?
I'm the godfather of Beer Cody.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week for another edition of The Last Drop. And remember, people, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.